Zondervan presents Sitting at the Feet of Rabbi Jesus, How the Jewishness of Jesus Can Transform Your Faith by Anne Spangler and Lois Tverberg. Read by Laurel Merlington. To Laura and Milt Tverberg, who dedicated their lives to raising their children as faithful Taladim of Christ. Lois Tverberg. To the Jewish people for preserving a faith upon which my own is built. Anne Spangler. Chapter 1. Joining Mary at the Feet of Jesus. Let your house be a meeting place for the rabbis, and cover yourself in the dust of their feet, and drink in their words thirstily. Attributed to Yose ben Yoezer, 2nd century B.C. Bethany's steep dirt roads are hard on your legs, especially when you've spent a hot day walking uphill the entire way from Jericho. But the smell of Martha's lamb stew wafting from a cooking pot in the front courtyard of her house beckons your dusty legs to keep climbing. You try to ignore your aching feet and the sweat-soaked dirt that clumps beneath your toes, thinking instead of the cool drink she will soon offer. The long hike has been worth it, because the conversation along the way has been absolutely profound. Didn't you feel your heart burning within you as you listened to the rabbi? A person has to have some chutzpah and sturdy legs, you think, to push to the front so that he can hear the conversation. But this afternoon you haven't missed a word, even on those narrow paths along Wadi Kelt, where only two or three could be in good listening range. Usually Peter, James, and John would angle their way up toward Jesus, but this time you got there first. Finally you had a chance to ask him some of the questions that had been piling up in your head. But before you have time to make sense of his answers, your thoughts are interrupted by...